This is the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon here on the Big 550 KTRS. I am Paul Harris. Thanks so much for listening. Hope you'll also check out my syndicated show. It's called America Weekend. KTRS airs at midnight to 3 on Saturday and Sunday nights. You can also listen to it via the link to another affiliate on my website. And hear me as I do the show live on Saturday and Sunday mornings. You can get to that by going to KTRS.com. All right, Ian and Dan are here, and it's time to play the Harris Challenge, and we can't do that without you, so let's open up the phone lines, 314-969-KTRS, toll-free 1-888-550-KTRS, cell phones *KTRS, and already up on the board, I see Julie is our first contestant. Hi, Julie.
Hi.
Hi, tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity, the only place in broadcasting where you, the consumer, get to exploit the public airwaves for your own personal gain.
Just enjoying a nice day off.
And what a day it's been.
It's been beautiful.
You know, the weather this week, well, actually, I should say for out-of-towners, this is the way August is in St. Louis every year.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
78 to 82 degrees, no humidity, mostly blue skies. We have some clouds today, but still very, very manageable. Just perfect, perfect weather.
Yeah, anything else you hear is lies.
Yeah. St. Louis is all sticky and humid in the summer. Prove it. Can't prove it this week. Julie, let's turn on the semi-random category computer. That's where we have the questions and categories for the Harris Challenge. Three of them will pop up, and you tell me the one you want. Category number one is Showbiz This Week. Category two, Show Me the Birthday. And category three is our weekly topical category, Have You Been Paying Attention? Which one would you like?
I'll try, Have You Been Paying Attention?
All right, we're going to put 60 seconds on the clock, start you with the one-point question, work our way up to the five-point question. If you get them all right, you'll get a fabulous prize package, bigger than you could even imagine. But you don't have to get that far to win. All you need is 8 points to win a prize package, chosen especially for you by this guy.
Yay! The Prize Man!
Right, Paul, right. Everyone will get the inaugural Cycle Showcase STL. It's a one-day event celebrating the art and history of motorcycling from all over the world. The goal of this event is to change the mainstream perception of cycle enthusiasts. And this is like from, this is people that make their own motorcycles. These are antiques. This is a really cool show, and it's going on at the pageant Sunday, August 25th. Everyone will get tickets.
Every contestant gets tickets to that.
Every contestant will get tickets for that. We also have, for a movie, The World's End, an advanced screening on that for August 22nd. And we are going to throw in a Well Hungarians t-shirt.
All that, a prize package. Well, if you get the clean sweep, you're going to get all those prizes, and that'll be a prize package worth well over
$1 million.
All right, Julie, you've chosen Have You Been Paying Attention? We've got the clock ready to go. 60 seconds starts now. Let's play the Harris Challenge.
Okay.
Which country did President Obama scrap plans to conduct joint military exercises with because of violence and instability in that nation?
Oh. Egypt?
Correct. What does inventor Elon Musk say will be a cross between the Concorde, a railgun, and an air hockey table?
Oh, God, I don't know. Pass.
Three-pointer. Which country's prime minister pretended this week to be a cab driver so he could hear the opinions of regular people? Was it Australia, Norway, or Canada?
Norway.
Correct. Which city's police were told by a federal judge this week to discontinue their stop-and-frisk procedures?
Do I get a multiple choice on that?
No.
Okay, go ahead. Pass.
Which of these did Frito-Lay introduce this week? And it is multiple choice. Pepsi-flavored Cheetos, brown sugar cinnamon Ruffles, or salsa-stuffed Tostitos?
What was the first one?
Pepsi-flavored Cheetos.
I'll try that.
The correct answer is Pepsi-flavored Cheetos. They're not available here yet. They're only in Japan, and they sound disgusting.
Yeah.
They have some sort of brown Pepsi-like stuff in there instead of the cheese powder. But,
how many points did I get?
Well, let's go back here. First, let me say New York is the stop-and-frisk place.
Okay.
And Elon Musk was hyping this new thing of his called the Hyperloop, which he's too busy to build, but somebody else will have to build it, and then he'll take credit for it. So you got the five, you got the three, and you got the one. That's 9 points. Julie, you're a winner.
Yay!
Yay!
Congratulations. Hang on, and Dan will tell you how you get your prizes, and we'll meet our next contestant. Hello, Gwen.
Oh, my gosh, I'm so thrilled to be on.
Well, we're thrilled to have you on. Tell us about
it. I've been a fan of yours forever, Paul, and I texted a few friends of mine, so I'll shout out to them if they're listening. And thank you for being on KTRS, and thank you for giving me this opportunity.
Well, thank you. Mention your friend's name so they can go, too.
Carolyn. My daughters, Jennifer and Jessica. Hello. Hi, how are you? Love you all.
All right, 5 seconds is up, Gwen. Calm down. I'm kidding. You can have Showbiz This Week, Show Me the Birthday, or Westerns.
Oh, gosh. Let's do Showbiz This Week, please.
All right, 60 seconds on the clock, Gwen. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Who did NBC announce this week would do the final episode of his late-night show on February 6th next year?
Jay Leno.
Correct. Who did his final show as the summertime fill-in anchorman on The Daily Show last night?
Pass.
Which actress, best known for her repeated visits to rehab, filmed an episode of HBO's Eastbound and Down this week?
Lindsay Lohan?
Correct. Which classic rock makeup band announced that it is buying an arena football team it will name after itself?
Pass.
Which show did Sandra Oh announce that she will leave after one more season playing Dr. Christina Yang?
Grey's Anatomy.
Correct. Back to the two-pointer. Who did his final show as the summertime fill-in anchorman on The Daily Show last night?
John Stewart's replacement, but I don't watch The Daily Show, so I don't know who it is, so I have to pass. So what was the other question?
The other question we're not going to have time to get to because there's the buzzer. His name is John Oliver, and I thought he did a pretty good job there. John Stewart will be back after Labor Day. And the classic rock band that is buying an arena football team, the name of the team when they move it to Anaheim, California, will be the L.A. Kiss.
Oh, crap.
Gene Simmons and the rest of the guys have bought a football team. I wonder if the guys have to wear the stupid makeup while they're playing.
Or the tongues.
You said that, not me, Gwen. The 1, the 3, and the 5 makes 9 points for you. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. This is a thrill.
Well, thank you for listening through the years, and I appreciate the kind words.
Thank you.
Have a great weekend. Here's our third contestant. Hello, Mark.
Hello, how are you guys doing?
Good. Tell me about yourself with your 5-second cheap plug opportunity.
Looking forward to going to see John Mulaney tomorrow night at the Patch.
All right. Which category would you like? We have Show Me the Birthday, Westerns, or the new third category, Which Happened First?
We'll do the Westerns. I'm assuming that means movies category. Yeah. I'll do the Westerns.
Okay. 60 seconds on the clock, Mark. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Who won an Oscar for starring in the original version of True Grit?
John Wayne.
Correct. Who directed and starred in The Unforgiven?
Clint Eastwood.
Correct. Who starred as the sheriff in High Noon?
Carrie.
I'm sorry?
Carrie. I get the guy's first name. Pass.
For 2 points each, name 2 of the stars of the Magnificent Seven.
Yul Brynner. I'm driving nuts. Pass for that one as well.
Who played the title role in The Electric Horseman?
Electric Horseman. John Wayne again. I don't know.
Robert Redford. Can you think of another one of the Magnificent Seven? Jimmy Stewart. Very wrong. You got Yul Brynner. That's correct. Steve McQueen, Robert Vaughn, Eli Wallach, James Coburn, Charles Bronson.
Gotcha.
And the Gary was correct for Gary, but we also needed Cooper for High Noon. So let's see how you did here, Mark. You got the 1 and the 2 and the 2 points for Yul Brynner, and that's only 5.
Uh-oh.
And, of course, that's below the punishment threshold.
I know. I couldn't think of the guy's name, Gary, like Gary Blank.
Well, Mark, it was 36 years ago today that one of the icons of rock and roll died, a man by the name of Elvis Aaron Presley. But before he went, somebody convinced him to do an album of children's songs, which is how we ended up with this.
Old MacDonald had a farm. E-I-E-I-O.
This is really him.
At on that farm he had some chicks. E-I-E-I-O. With a cluck cluck here, a cluck cluck there. Loud as they could be.
Here comes my favorite line.
And when those chicks got out of line,
chicken fricassee.
Yeah, that's right.
Cluck here,
one more time. Loud as they could be. And when those chicks got out of
everybody,
line,
chicken fricassee. All right. Oh, that was the day Colonel Parker was killing himself. Mark,
well, my life was Elvis. I hate Elvis, so that was fun.
Well, that fits in perfectly then. I hope you have a great weekend.
Thank you, guys.
Let's meet our next contestant for the Harris Challenge, and that's you, Dustin. Welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks. How are you guys doing?
Good. Tell us about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
I don't have much to say, just glad it's Friday and going to look forward to the weekend.
All right. Nobody has taken Show Me the Birthday yet, so you can have that. Or you can have Which Happened First.
I think I'll do Which Happened First.
Well, I don't know what the problem is here. Sometimes the category they all avoid turns out to be the easiest one. But let's go with Which Happened First. Dustin, let's play the Harris Challenge. Which happened first, the accident at Three Mile Island or the first man on the moon?
The man on the moon.
Correct. The Korean War or women get the vote?
The Korean War.
Women get the vote. Pearl Harbor or a man climbed Mount Everest? Which
Pearl
came
Harbor.
First? Pearl Harbor is correct. I Love Lucy or JFK becomes president?
I Love Lucy.
Correct. The Los Angeles Olympics or Live Aid?
I'm going to do Los Angeles Olympics.
You did well. You got everything except the two-pointer there, Dustin. Women got the vote in 1920. The Korean War was 1950. First man on the moon, 69. Three Mile Island, 79. Pearl Harbor, 1941. Man climbed Mount Everest for the first time in 1953. I Love Lucy, 1951. Kennedy became president 10 years later. The two that were closest, and this is where you got lucky with your guess, Los Angeles Olympics, 1984. Live Aid in London and Philadelphia, 1985. But you didn't need that, Dustin. You got everything but the two, and that is 13 points, and you're a winner. Congratulations.
Awesome, guys. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Hang on. Dan will tell you how you get your movie tickets in addition to the rest of the package, and we go to our final contestant. Hello, Frank.
How you doing, Paul?
Good. Tell us about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
I'll tell you, I'd like to plug the United States Association of Blind Athletes, the Missouri chapter. A good friend of mine has been running it for probably 30 years. And they send a lot of blind athletes to various sporting events in the United States as well here in Missouri.
That sounds pretty cool. All right. We have one category left up here, Frank, and it's all yours, the one that nobody else wanted. You show them how wrong they were, okay?
I hope.
Frank, this week marked the 189th anniversary of Missouri becoming a state, thus the state's birthday. Here are some questions about the state of Missouri. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. How many states does Missouri border?
Eight.
Eight is right. Missouri is also known as the Cave State. How many caves do we have? 160, 600, or 6,000?
6,000.
Yeah, it's actually more than 6,000. How many U.S. presidents were from Missouri?
One.
Harry Truman. Which of these sweet things was not introduced at the 1904 World's Fair in St. Louis? Dr. Pepper, candy apples, or the ice cream cone?
Candy apples.
Correct. What is the name of the fault line in Missouri where four of the largest earthquakes in North American history took place?
The New Madrid Fault.
I told you, they never want the category, and the person who ends up with it always gets the clean sweep. Congratulations, Frank.
Thank you very much. Well, you heard me. You know, I was really nervous, but, man, that was a good question. I'm from Missouri.
Well, you got it, and you know you're Missouri, and congratulations. Hang on. Dan will tell you how you get all the prizes, which, by the way, for the movie The World's End, are also going to include, I think we have glasses, like pint glasses.
Yes, we do.
And coasters and shirts and all sorts of stuff.
Yeah, we're going to throw in the whole gamut.
There you go. congratulations to Frank, and thanks to everybody for playing the Harris Challenge today. We do it every Friday right after the 5 o'clock news. So set your alarm for 5:15 on Friday afternoons, and you get to play along as well. Here are the Big 550 KTRS and worldwide on KTRS.com.